Well, just like their principalist rivals, reformists are yet to throw their weight behind a single candidate and pick a frontrunner for the upcoming presidential election. Mohammad Reza Arif says he has no intention of stepping aside in favor of Hassan Rouhani and that he will stay in the race until the end. Arif says the country cannot rely on foreign direct investment to create 1 million jobs a year, arguing that his top priority will be to develop the information and communications technology sector because it has the potential to create new jobs. According to the reformist candidate, the next administration will need to boost production by throwing its support behind the private sector. Presidential candidate Mohsen Rezai says the next administration has to change the nature of its relationship with the people.
The present relationship between the administration and the people is directed at survival rather than progress. But progress is as important as survival. Iran has made great strides in politics and security, but at the cost of public welfare and economy. A disparity as such could go away if we change and fine-tune our point of view.
According to the independent candidate, the administration is just one of the engines of growth, along with the market, democracy, science and religion. Rezai says he's planning to form shadow ministries, think tanks and economic states within the framework of a federal economic model. He also says he will allow local communities and councils to run their own businesses and governments. Well, fixing the economy continues to be one of the key areas in the campaign platforms of presidential candidates here in Iran. Now, principalist candidate Saeed Jalili believes that the agriculture sector is what holds the key to an economic turnaround. The Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council says boosting agriculture will be his top priority. According to Jalili, that is, millions of dollars have been allocated for the agriculture sector and that all the next chief executive needs to do is to release those funds to help the prosperity of rural areas. According to the presidential candidate, a dynamic agriculture can easily boost domestic production, create new job opportunities, and consequently curb price hikes. Jalili continues to reject the claims that he is representing the incumbent administration of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in the race. And of course, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, you can also log on to our website, presstv.ir, where you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures, and of course, useful information about Iran's election process. Be sure to check that out.